So welcome back. What we would like to offer in the next session is a guided practice, inviting an even more intimate relationship with the body of the earth from where we all come from and will return to. And in this practice, which is based and influenced by the teachings of Reginald Ray, experience, I think, awakening in the body, we will start with a period of lying down meditation. And then from the lying down meditation, we will move into the sitting. So I want to give you some time. Please feel free to come back up here. Just show you what you somehow need without needing to get it perfect, but good enough, is arrange your mat. You can just have a look for a moment. Have a sabutong. And Mo, tell me if I'm visible. Here, now I'm visible. It's not that excited, I'm just lying down. Wow, what's coming next? I don't know. So in the lying down, it's not a full Shavasana lying down, so like with stretched legs. We lie down on this earth. Can be really helpful to have something to support your head. Feet width, hip width, hip wide apart. And then letting your knees fall against each other. So that you have a good triangle that actually relaxes the lower back. If there is a lot of sleepiness in the system at times, it can be really, really helpful to hold your hands like this, because this will give you an indicator when you're dropping off. Yeah. And I never experienced doing this with not hearing some snores in the hall, I have to say. Yeah. Is also not. If the system feels quite energized, place your palms of the hand on your lower belly with your small fingers pointing towards downwards towards the perineum, and with your thumbs going upwards to the navel. You know, again, just really together, also together, in to have a sense of the core. And then I will guide you through a practice, and at the end of the lying down practice, I invite you to come from the lying with this beautiful, relaxed body you are having then, with this beautiful, intimate contact of the earth you have been establishing, to come into sitting. And then we take it from there. So rather than very often we feel tired and then we think, oh good, now I have to lie down. But now do we do it the other way around. We start with lying and then we come into sitting. So please find your place. Absolutely fine to come up here. So a more secure place. And I will sit back actually. I won't lie. It's easier for me. So there's space up here also. (Clears throat) So welcoming yourself, letting yourself be welcomed in this shape of the body. Maybe sense how with a triangle you're forming with your knees and your feet, you allow your lower back to relax. Really allowing your feet to be comfortable spread apart, you know, like spread, let them spread, the feet. Soften. Making as fully contact with the earth as possible. So, welcoming yourself in this posture. Sensing, feeling the earth underneath. Maybe with the next out breath, letting your body sink down as if the earth was an extremely accommodating foam mattress or something like this, welcoming you, letting your body settle. Sensing contact of the body with ground below. You could say there are 10 points of contact, 10 areas of contact. And I just name them, and you're just sending for a short moment to say a quick hello to these contact points with the earth. The feet. The two sides of your buttocks. It's also a little bit the tailbone, but right now we just really want to emphasize the two sides of the buttocks. It's not to be too literal. The mid-back, shoulder blades, the elbows, and the head. Contacting and being contacted. Inviting you to let your awareness rest with the sensations of feet. In contact with ground below. Might be the external sensations, the pressure of the socks, the temperature, might be internal sensations. Just feel it, just say hello. Feet contacting, being intimate with ground. This exercise you can do very, 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 very detailed, which might be helpful right now, to go really through all the toes and the arc of the foot and the instep. And right now, do it a little bit more, a little bit less. less detailed. So feeling maybe your toes, both feet, feeling the contact of the toes with the ground. Maybe feeling the tension, a density there. And inviting it to melt, to soften. To de-densify. Letting the tension, the density flow, sink down into the earth. And then making in your own way your way to this miraculous structure of feet you're having there. Which once were fins on the side of fish. Yeah. Finding your way. Contact is any sense of tension. And then the invitation to let the tension release through the contact point downward into the earth. Releasing, relaxing, softening, melting. Pick up the word that speaks for you the most. Emptying the tension into the boundless space of earth beneath. And you can maybe sense the more you bring like a curious attention there, an intentionally intention to whatever part of the body you are attending to, the more the melting, the softening is happening. And don't be too quick with inviting the melting. Also really allow yourself to sense whatever subtle degree of tension, of density. Feel the tension, just simply acknowledging it. And even this acknowledging can already contribute to softening. Flowing, trickling, giving itself. To the larger body of earth that receives it and even may love it when we do contact it in this way. Practicing with the feet, you might notice that other parts of the body respond. The whole body is affected, maybe. That other parts of the body, we will go there, but even right now, if other parts of the body feel the invitation to relax, follow it. Accept it. Accept it humbly. But staying with the feet in your own way, in your own rhythm. Heels, ball of the feet. Bringing your attention to the ankles, feet and ankles, relaxing, releasing into the earth below. It's like if the contact with the earth are gateways to soften through into the holding of the earth. Your lower calf muscles, your lower leg, shin bone, can you release your tensions in the bones, giving it, melting it, dissolving it in this downward movement through the soles of the feet into the holding of earth. Feeling the tension in the lower leg, in the feet, in the ankle, releasing, abandoning, relinquishing. Allowing your whole lower legs, your ankles, your feet to dissolve into the earth, playing with this image as much as you are able to. It's like tension is so exhausting. Now you are invited to release it. You have permission to release it. You can let go of the grip of your body. Let the earth hold you. It's doing the job for you. Bringing your attention to the buttocks on both sides. Feel the contact with earth here. Letting the whole pelvic area, the genital area, relax and release. Again, finding your own way here. So any tension in your thighs, inner thighs, outer thighs, hip sockets, inside, outside, bones, muscular tensions. The upper part of the legs are invited, allowed to dissolve, to soften down into the earth through the buttocks. If any tension energy is sliding down the upper part of your legs, hips, pelvic area, genital area, through the buttocks into the earth. Not a demand, but an invitation, a permission. Permission to offer ourselves to the holding of earth that is there, there for our taking. Bring your attention to the mid-back and from the front of the chest down through the mid-back, let your tension sink, descend, trickle, flow through the contact of mid-back with the earth into the holding of earth. Any tensions in the area of the solar plexus, of the heart. Finding once again your own dance with this. If your heart, any tension in your heart level, any tension on your muscular level, bone level, can melt, relax, release. Or at least be offered this possibility. Next, come to the shoulder blades, contacting, touching the earth, sensing any tension behind the shoulder blades, shoulder joints, upper back, just becoming aware if there's any tension. Allow to make contact with the tension and then give the permission to relax and release. So you take a moment, you feel the tension, can maybe sense yourself holding in, and then you allow to release through the contact of shoulder with earth, downward, downward, into the holding of the body of earth. like a continual current of energy is giving itself back in this way. Move into the elbows, contacting the earth. Any tension from the top of your fingertips, down the hands, wrists, lower arms can be released through the elbows into the earth. Any tension from the shoulders, the upper arms, down to the elbows can be released into the holding of the earth. No need to hang on to anything here. The earth is taken care of holding it. Contact with elbows, earth, inviting any tension patterns, the bones in the muscle area, ligaments, in your hands, wrists, lower arms, upper arms, to give themselves to this downward movement of relaxation, of release. Now try to feel all together the 9 points we have been attending to, the feet, energy traveling down, the two buttocks, mid-back, the elbows, the shoulder blades, all gateways to allow the softening, flowing, melting into the earth. If your mind begins to wander, just come back to your body. You are in the body. Right now you don't need your head to control anything. You just have a body that gives itself to the holding of earth below. Then come into your head. Begin with the face. Imagine that the skin and flesh of your face is softening, dissolving through the skull into the earth. Just completely relax the face. The eyebrows, the eyes, the eye sockets, the nose, the cheekbones, the upper jaw, the lower jaw, and of course I'm saying this quite quickly, you can do it slower. Everything is allowed to flow through the skull into the earth. The skull itself, the ears, through the back of the head and into the earth. Playing with this a little bit. Now bring your attention to your whole body all at once, feeling the 10 contact points all together, whole body, still having this permission to relax, to release. You know, any fatigue, any burden, any tension, any cares, any thoughts, any worries. Everything is flowing down through the contact points into the larger part of the earth body we are part of. We are not separate from. Imagine yourself sinking into the earth, dissolving into the earth, melting into the earth. Ringing the bell in a moment, continue with the relaxations. This is mostly to support our friends that have fallen asleep. I have to say I'm a little bit jealous. When you hear the bell, without, as much as possible, without any falling into tension patterns again, you know, again being playful here. This sense of relaxation and dropping into the holding. Bring yourself into the sitting posture. You are still in contact with the earth. You still have these entry gates to soften, to melt, to sink, to trickle, to dissolve into the earth. But we are shifting the shape, so taking your time, no need to rush, shifting shape into the sitting. And through the movement into the sitting, most likely your parts of your body are still in contact with the earth. And you can have this sense of letting energy, tension energy, drop downwards, even in the movement. So most likely your feet, your buttocks, maybe your lower legs are still in contact with the earth. And really allow yourself to really sense this contact, to let it really bring it to your awareness. And you can continue with this steady stream, with this steady stream of releasing tension energy downward. Starting now, with the crown of the head. And now I have a lovely image for you, I think. I mean, it's not mine. Imagine as if someone is pouring like warm, golden, yummy oil all over your skull, over your face, down the back of your neck, shoulders, through the body, gradually working its way down to your buttocks, your knees, and your feet. You know, another image I think Reginald Ray uses is like your whole body becomes like warm honey. And we allow any tension patterns to wash through the whole body, top, down, finding its way into the holding of earth below. Letting the oil, the honey flow over and through you. Flow down to the places where you are touching the earth, into the earth. Like a constant washing downward. Through your buttocks, through your perineum, through the knees, if they are touching the floor, through your feet. Relaxing, melting, releasing. Maybe your body tells you that it might need slight adjustments. Try to listen to your body and see what it might need. Our bodies tell us so much, but quite often we don't listen very well because we have our own ideas. Soft honey, washing through, relaxing, releasing. Trickling through, taking with it any tension patterns. softening, melding, dissolving, letting the earth do the holding. It may be like delight doing so, as it's anyway doing it. Just forget easily.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.